ATX, mobile.
I'm going to say hello, and then I got to jump out of the dump here, and I'll be back in a minute. M4ZLK.
I'll be around for a minute. I'm a short trip to KO4HKX. KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey. I know one thing. It is absolutely gorgeous out here this evening.
Beautiful sunset. Bright red sky over the Table Rock when I headed into the dump here. Absolutely beautiful day. We had a birthday party for Nadine and Ada. Nadine's was the 9th and Ada's was actually back in September, but we had to cancel it because somebody got sick or something like that. So we did it today and had some people over and just trying to clean up. And all of a sudden I realized what time it was, and they closed at 7:20, not 7:30, 7:20. So I barely made it.
And they closed it.
We opened 7:30 to 7:30, and then a few months ago I came flying up at 7:25, and there was a sign saying close 7:30 or open 7:30 to 7:20, and I don't know why 7:20, but anyway, I made it.
About that 10 minutes to close everything down and lock up, and so they don't have to pay them any overtime for their 12-hour day.
I don't think they hang around after 7:20 very often or very long. It doesn't take them that long to close two gates.
Reason, though, I mean, you know how government jobs are.
I was just waving at Seth and Ada. They were leaving. I was pulling back on the main road here, and they were pulling out.
Worked on my pickup truck again this morning, and on the way back, traffic up here was horrible. 25, I sat in traffic coming up the mountain, and I sat in traffic again on Crab Creek. It's just tourists and leaf lookers everywhere.
I was out here in Pumpkin Town in 11, and then the 288 and the 8 intersection. There was, I mean, traffic was backed up three or four cars deep all four ways. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot compared to what it's normally like out here. And then, you know, cars coming down the highway too. But you're right, a lot of people out driving to the lakes or to the mountains to go hiking, things like that. It's just busy out here now on the weekends.
Here, up here, and then you throw the bicyclers into the mix, and they cause chaos.
I like riding a bike, but a bicycle. I mean, I ride in my neighborhood, but I would not want to be out on the main roads like that, especially with the traffic's heavier.
I don't want to ride a motorcycle out on the road because of the traffic, much less a bicycle.
In your pickup, do you think?
Not too much longer. We got the front end put back on it this morning. Got the bed rail, or the frame rails under the bed all painted, so got that done. We'll set the bed on it 2 weeks from now because we're not working next weekend. So it's coming back together.
Building it?
I just wanted it painted, and he took it apart and doing a little more paint job than I was anticipating. And now he's got bogged down with it, so I'm having to kind of help him along.
I often find people that are willing to go over, up beyond, you know, above and beyond what they agreed to do. Usually they try to skip a few steps.
He's doing a really good job. He's, like I said, he's doing more than I asked him to do. But I think he bit off a little more than what he could chew, and kind of, like I said, got bogged down and didn't realize how much time it would take on your personal time doing it after hours. And I've been there, done that, and I know that lesson. I tried to tell him, and, well, he learned, had learned the hard way.
It always seems like when you're, when you do it for a living, it's just, you see the jobs come and go, and, oh, yeah, I could do that at home, and then you start it at your house, and it just never seems to go as smooth and seems to take longer on your own time.
That's why I don't like coming out to somewhere to work on something. it just, it ends up being way more than anybody anticipates. But I have arrived here where I was heading, Shane, so I'm going to jump out. Good to hear you, and I hope you and the family have a wonderful rest of the evening. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
I hear you tonight, Patrick. I'm glad I got to talk to you. I'm pulling in the driveway, so good timing. KO4HKX and 4ZLK, 7-3.